Hello, this is a message of hope and healing, and it's Barb, and I'm here with you, and I'm thankful to be feeling better. I am doing what I know God is calling me to do, and that is to reach out to you and share His love with you. Amen. So my question this week is, what makes you feel hopeful? I can only answer that for myself, and for me, it's seeing someone reach out in sometimes what feels like a dark world to another in need. Reach out to help because you didn't have to, but you chose to. You chose to be the one who reaches out and helps another in need. I talk about hope, and what that is simply to me is just seeing the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. Hope is faithful. Hope is trusting. Hope is joy. When they're bound together, it's what provides us strength in really, really rough times. Hope is spreading help in a time of need. My little sister, she uses the term joy spreader. Are we a joy spreader? Do we plant that seed of hope and help with people that God places in our path? Do we give them what God is asking us to in terms of comfort and that center, that core that they can carry into the world? I know we can't be with someone every single second of the day, but as a parent, do you place in your children those things that you feel will give them that center strength and equip them to do battle in this world? So I think we don't go out without the hope for today, and that we make hope happen for others. Do what God's calling you to do this day. My friend shared something with me recently, and I love having friends. I love that God places people in my path to share and to multiply my joy and divide my burdens. Amen. I wasn't good at math, but I can figure that one out. My friend said, as she painted this picture for me, she said, being a parent of two children, she has two children, what would you think if you saw one of your children in need? Would you not want the other child that was there to help their brother or sister? What if they just walked on by and didn't care to offer comfort and offer help? When she said that, in remembering that we are all God's children and seeing what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. Amen. That's 1 John 3:1. So I watched after this, I really was reflecting on what she was saying. And I was praying. Remember last week I talked about the prayer cycle. I believe the prayer cycle is the more we pray, the more we're going to be asked to pray. Amen. And so as I was sitting and praying and reflecting, I saw this video of this UPS driver. And he was just a seasonal driver, wasn't a full-time job, but he saw this sign when he went up to the porch where it was a blue ribbon, and it was a stork, and it said, we had a boy. And he stopped for a moment, and he just spoke into the Ring doorbell, and he just sincerely wished this woman well, this family well. He said that he and his fiance had recently had a baby boy, and he just hoped that all was well with their family. It was not what he said prior to that. It's how he ended it that struck me. He told her, God bless. He told her in those two words, the reason that he was saying and offering this moment of time where he was rushed off his feet, right? It was seasonal work. He was very busy. But it meant so much to her to hear that from someone that she did not even know. And the blessings that came to this man as a result were amazing. She shared what he had said, and the realization as she talked with him, they didn't even have a baby shower, and people sent stuff to basically almost fill their garage with things. Word got back to UPS about this man and his sharing of comfort for this woman, and he was offered a full-time job. What he did was wonderful, but why he did it is everything. He saw the sign, and not signs on her porch that she was, you know, a Christian or a believer in God or any of that, but he saw the sign that she had just had a baby, and he offered the comfort that God was sending him to offer. Also in 1 John 3:17, it says, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother and sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Amen. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Galatians 6:2. The scripture just pours out of this week, the message. Is someone you know going through something that is just too big to bear? Are we to be reminded to not walk by our brother or sister in need? If they're going through something that's too big to bear, that's your calling. It's not too big to bear. It's not too heavy. It's just that you're called to come and help lift the couch, help move it, right? They can't do it, but God has put you in that place for a reason so that you can help. They're not meant to go through this alone. By you being there, by you answering the call, you're attending math class. God is using you to divide their burdens, multiply their joy. There is nothing that is more important than doing what God calls us to do. That's the end of the math class, and this will not be the logic class either. But the amazing, extraordinary blessing is when you help, you are helped too. And you go, wait, what? No, I'm doing the work. No, you're not. You're doing God's work. And that's a whole different basket of fish. Where is God in this situation? It's you. God is in you. Show God's love to your brother and sister. And now I feel like, I have 5 things to list. I don't know why, but I'm doing them because that's what has been shared. What to do? Number one. Share God's message of hope. Amen. You want to be hopeful? Share hope with those in need. Number two, actually reach out and help. Help. Show the goodness of God in the land of the living. Amen. And number three, forgive others. Don't do it with the expectation that it's this for that, but forgive what is not as maybe you think it should be. Let go of that judgment and offer forgiveness. Number four, and this is it, guys. Give God the glory for all. Amen. And number five, just follow God. Follow God and not men. You want to know where you're going? Wait on the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Dear beloved Jesus, we come to you and we feel for those around us that are going through stuff that is too big to bear. We pray to answer the call and to hold what little piece of that weight that you are calling us to hold, to reach out and to show your love as a reminder that they are not alone in this difficult time. They are not alone. They are loved. They are loved. They are loved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.